KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An economist says the country's banks might charge customers to cover the cost of the new deposit insurance scheme, CODI.
The reality is that an insurance like this needs to be paid by somebody. And even if the banks have to pay for this, then eventually the banks will shift this cost to the bank's customers as well. So in the end, it will be the customers that's going to pay for this.
WRT has been commenting on the launch of the Corporation for Deposit Insurance. The Reserve Bank says if a bank collapses, CODI will provide cover of up to 100,000 rand to each qualifying depositor. Rhodes says the scheme's likely to be compulsory. However, he says the good news is that customers' savings will be safe, unlike the losses suffered by those during the collapse of the VBS bank.
My personal preference is that it should be left to the individual or the depositor to decide on whether the individual or the depositor wants to get any insurance or not. But this is probably going to be a mandatory insurance.
KZN political parties say local government must be held accountable for the challenges faced by the province's homeless. Representatives from the DA, EFF, IFP and MK participated in a dialogue in Durban to hear feedback from the homeless community ahead of next month's elections. Access to IDs and the ongoing struggle to be seen and heard were among the key issues raised by those living on the streets. The country's cane growers are asking the government not to raise sugar taxes next year. Industry stakeholders held discussions yesterday with the Ministers of Trade and Agriculture on the sugarcane value chain master plan. Its aim is to stabilize the industry by addressing the challenges of imports, tax and tariffs. Kiki Mzuneli, who's on the SA Cane Growers Board, says there has been some progress.
But what we require now is the support from government to restore demand for locally produced sugar.
And government officials in Guatemala have raided the offices of Save the Children as part of a child abuse investigation. The Attorney General's office says evidence was seized during the operation in Guatemala City this week. The case has been described as a transnational investigation linked to violations and abuses against Guatemalan children. Authorities in the U.S. state of Texas are involved in the probe. A recap of our lead story, an economist says the country's banks might turn to customers to cover the cost of the new deposit insurance scheme, CODI. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natana Dessen.
This feature was brought to you by Flowpath Labs. Don't compromise on quality or budget. Visit Flowpath Lab.co.za.